Lakuta Sichens, Chelik Yud Beis, Parasha Metzayra. When a cousin with Chilis Parasha Sein is Zayis Tiyar Teyaz HaMetzayra Vem Tar Rasay, from the, in the Pasuk, right at the beginning of the Parasha, this shall be the Torah of a Metzayra on the day that he is purified. Matik Rashi is at Tavis. Rashi quotes the words in the Pasuk, Zayis Tiyar Teyaz HaMetzayra, this shall be the Torah of the Metzayra Vagoymer, and so on. Umefarish, and he explains on these words, Milamech Eimetarim Isabalaila. From here we learn that you cannot do the purification process at night. Upirisho Umefarishim. So they explain, Shekavanosa Shorashi, he, what is the intent of Rashi here? That Biyoim Taharasai, since the words in the Pasuk are on the day that he is purified, Shabakosa, Shorashi Miramza Mevagaymer, that Rashi alludes to that word biyoyim by saying v'goymer and so on. Miuseres he, so since the word biyoyim is, seems to be extra, didn't need to say that. Therefore, Rashi says, from here we learn that it come, that this comes to teach you that you can only do it during the day, not at night. But it's difficult to say that this is Rashi's intent, because Aleph Rashi Matik when Akosav Zeis Tiyar Teyaz HaMetzayra She'enem Shaychas Klal LePirush. Rashi quotes the words, "This shall be the Torah of the Metzayra." Those words seem to have nothing to do with this explanation. The explanation is on the word Biyoyim. So why didn't he quote the word Biyoyim instead? Dafke Tevas Biyoyim Sherak Oisem Mefarish Meramzav Bevegaymer, and only the word biyoyim, which is what he is explaining here, he doesn't even say that word. He only alludes to it by saying the gomer, which means etc. Therefore, we must say shall the daita shall Rashi ikra limedhu minateva zaystia teresa metzayir. Therefore, it seems from the fact that Rashi quotes the word zaystia teresa metzayir that those are the words that he is learning from. That it's only biyoyim, not balayla. And therefore, he also adds the word v'goymer, etc. Through this, he alludes to it. It's at least an allusion to the following words on the day of his purification. In other words, that the four words that he does quote, in addition to also the words that he alludes to through Vagaymer, which are the words Biyoyim Tarasei, together those things teach, but mainly it's the first three, four words, together with the second two words which he alludes to through Vagaymer, that will teach us that it cannot be done at night. So Vatzarach Lovin, so therefore we have to understand Aleph number one. Why doesn't Rashi take the simple approach, which is that that you're not allowed to do it at night, can be learned from the words b'yoyim ta'arosei. In fact, especially so, since this is how the Teres Kainim teaches it. And it also seems so from the Gemara. So why does Rashi not accept that approach? Number two, Liidach, on the other hand, Eich Nilmad Zemenateva Zaystia Teresa Metzayra. We have to, of course, understand how does Rashi learn it from the word Zaystia Teresa Metzayra. And Gimela 13, Lomedaik Rashi Vahesa Malamech Eimetarim. Why does Rashi add the word? From here we learn that you can't do it at night. Normally, Rashi's approach is that when he has something to teach, he doesn't say the word this teaches. He just tells you what is being taught without having to add the words Melamed this teaches. So Vabir Vazet, to explain all this. Mashakashul Rashi Vakasavu, what is difficult for Rashi in this pasuk is that Lachaira Teva Zaystia Teresa Metzaira Miyaserasim, the words Zaystia Teresa Metzaira to Rashi are, don't need to be said. And they move him out to Mishamaduba Yiyeva Mitzayra, because it's obvious that what are we going to be talking about here in this parsha? Obviously, the Mitzayra. Given the parsha Zubah, Behemshuch, the parsha Akademis, Shenemer Vadina Tumas Ad Netzaira. Since this parsha comes following the previous parsha, and in the previous parsha was a whole discussion about Netzaira, Balzeh Koi Beparsha Seine Vim Tarasai. And to this now comes the pasuk to tell us that now comes the teaching of how to bring the purification. So therefore, it's obvious that we're talking about the Metzora, which has been the discussion this entire parsha. So why does he have to say Zois Tia Teiras HaMetzora? It could have simply started with Taharasai, whatever, you know, something like that. Well, the Taretz Kushezu, so to explain, to answer this question, Matik Rashi Teva Zois Tia Teiras HaMetzora, that's why he quotes those words, because those are the question. Why does it say these words? Umefarish, and he teaches that Malamit She'emetarim Vaisabalayla, that from here, from these words, from the words Zeis Tiyateris HaMetzayda, that's where we learn She'emetarim Vaisabalayla. V'hayna She'tevis Elu Bo Lulamit Din Zeh, that it's these words that teach us this teaching, as will be explained in chapter 4. V'lona Eina Mechiyach Why doesn't Rashi accept that it should be learned from the words b'yoyim ta'arosei, that it has to be done during the day? The reason is because b'pshuta shal mikra yoyim k'shalei nichta b'yachad v'nigad l'layla, on the simple level, this is not according to halacha, which Teiras Kayanim is a sefer of halacha, but from the pshuta shal mikra, the word yoyim, if it is not written in contrast to the word Laila, Ein Muvonei Shailu Laila, the word Yoyim does not exclude the meaning of night. It doesn't mean it's not night. Ki'in Pirush Kolonis Les, what Yoyim usually means is the entire 24-hour period. HaYoyim VaHalayla, which includes the day and the night. Kim Furish, as we know clearly from a number of psukim, for instance, VaYere VaYeboiker Yoyim Echad, and it was evening and it was day, one day. So Yom HaShishi, the first day, and then Yom HaShishi all throughout all the days. So we see that over there it's Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Vayker. It includes the night and the day, and it's referred to as Yom Echad, or Yom HaShishi. Bechein Ne'emar Sheshes Yomim, Ubayom HaShvi Tishbeis. It says 6 days you shall work, and on the seventh day you shall rest. Shepirushay, which of course means the Chol HaMisles of the Shabbos Asav Mamlocha, that it's the entire 24-hour period of Shabbos that you're not allowed to work, including the night. So the word Yomim, Yoim, means day and night. It includes both. We say it in the Zoo even more. Matzino Yoim, then it gave him Urashayi Balayla. We even find the word, the term Yoim, to describe something that happened at night. As it says, on the day that I struck the Bechayrim in Eretz Mitzrayim, the Umakas Bechayrus Arei Haisa Bechatzi Alayla. We know that Makas Bechayrus was at midnight. So Yoyim describes something that happened during the night. So we see that the word Yoyim does not necessarily mean day. It also means an entire 24-hour period, including the night, even specifically something that happened at night. Mochach mizeh. So from here it's clear that Tevas Yoyim afilu b'makom shalacher miyuteresi, that the word Yoyim, even if the word Yoyim is placed in a way that it seems extemporaneous, it's extra, it doesn't really need to be there. K'menidin b'dan, like in our case where it seems that the word Yoyim tarase doesn't need to have to say Yoyim. Okay, b'pasuk b'yoyim akaisi, or for instance in the pasuk yoyim akaisi, d'avalei b'akait, d'avalei b'meimer, b'akaisi, he could have just as easily said when I struck. It didn't have to say on the day that I struck, when it was actually referring to at night. So even when the word yoyim seems to be, it doesn't need to necessarily have to be said. Eina shelelos laila, even in that context, it doesn't mean specifically day, and that it doesn't mean night. Kipirusha kolam esles, because it could still refer to the entire 24-hour period, like in the case of Yom HaKaisi, that it's talking about that day, Tesvav Nisan, although it happened actually at night. Ulam, Yitur teva zaystiyas teiras ametzayra, but the words, the fact that those four words, zaystiyas teiras ametzayra, they being extra, malamdeinu, this does teach us the biyayim ta'arasei. Now we understand that when it says the next two words, the biyayim ta'arasei, there, now that we have the words zaystiyas teiras ametzayra, which lead into the word biyayim ta'arasei, which says it right after it, now we understand that it means dafke during the day and not at night. Why? Tevis elu kulam, all these words, zois, tia, teres, ametzaira, lushayna shom diokain, they all are words which signify a specific type of thing. Madgishes proteinyonim ha'inyan shabai hemedabres. They are the type of words which emphasize that it is specifically this, whichever word it's talking about. Mushailela says hapcham, and it comes to exclude the opposite. To explain. Zois, oizeh, when it says the word this, whether zois or zeh, mitzayin dabe mevur meduik, it talks about this, it means to emphasize this and not something else. Kipirush Rashi ala posik zeis eis abris, as Rashi tells us on the word zeis eis abris, this shall be the sign of the covenant. The Rashi says, it says zeis, what does zeis mean to signify? Her ehu keshes, that the word zeis is so emphatic that it means that he showed him, he pointed to the rainbow. Ala pasuk achedush hazeh, the pasuk achedush hazeh, this month, pirush Rashi hereu ilavana. Why does it say achedush hazeh when he was teaching him how to determine a new month? So Rashi says it says hazeh because it means to say that the Eved showed Moshe the moon how to be able to determine when the new moon is here. So hazeh means something very emphatic. He showed it to him. This is how it looks. No other way. Well, that is a becoming okayness, and so also in a number of other places that the word zeh is very specific. The word tiyeh, mashmo'usa ki becoming okayness, bahabiyosa tehei. Tiyeh means it shall be. It shall be exactly the way this is. That is another word emphasizing that it's this way, no other way. Teiras. The word Teiras Pirusha Hiros Dinin. Teiras means the teachings. This is the way it needs to be done. These are the laws that have to be done. Teiras Ha'inim V'Chayzav. These are the laws of this matter and its laws. Va'ha'ifin Shabbai Dafket Saraf L'Kaimai, which means this is the way that it needs to be done. Shemezem Muvan. So therefore, from this we understand, Ki Ha'nem Ala Achreza, since the Teira used three words, Zayis Tiye Teiras. Three words which are very specific and emphatic. So from this you understand that the word which is going to follow those three words, hubadiyuk ubadafke, now we understand that in continuation, in the context of such emphasis, the word which is going to follow, which happens to be bayoim, is very specific. Umeil gam bayoim taras and meduyuk, and therefore here, although normally the word biyayim doesn't necessarily have to mean during the day, but since it follows three very emphatic words, so here it is very specific. It's biyayim dafka, only during the day. Now we know that here the word means that it has to be during the day and not at night. From this we understand. Now we can understand why Rashi says it in the way that he says it. Aleph, number one, lahatik teva zaystia teresa metzaira, that he quotes the word zaystia teresa metzaira, not the word b'yayim. Beis, laramiz tevas b'yayim rak b'vagaymer, that he alludes to the word b'yayim only through a vagaymer, etc. Gimel, diuk l'shenim malamet she'im etarim, and that he adds the word this teaches. Why does he say it in this way? See, Rashi Madgish, Rashi is emphasizing the Hosha Emetar Mesabalaila Malamadesonu, this, that you can't do the purification process during the night. This teaches us Loi hanemer because of yom tarasei. We are. This is not taught to us by the word bayoyim. Bayoyim ki al derech apshat ein teves bayim shalolos laila kanal barucho. Because the word bayoyim in itself would not have excluded the night, as we said before. At least not according to Pshuto Shel Mikra. But what does teach it is Hanem Zaystia Teres HaMetzayra. It's these words, Zaystia Teres HaMetzayra, which teach it, Shemezela Medem Asher HaBegoymer. From this we learn that what the next word, which Rashi alludes to through the Begoymer, which happens to be Beyoyim, Humaduyuk, has to be taken literally. It means day. Therefore, from this we learn, because it's not a simple teaching. Biyayim means day, and you can do it without the word malamed. It's a whole pilpul. Zois and Tia and Toiras teaches us that the word biyayim means dafka day. Alpizeh teturas bepashtas kushes hamefarshim, and this will simply answer very simply the question that the mefarshim ask on Pirush Rashi alone, on our Rashi. The question that they ask is lomeli limud miyuchad sheimetarim ayso balaylo. Why do we need a special teaching that you can't do the tara of a metzora at night? Harei ief sheshetia tehei tara esesho metzora balaylo. When in any case you wouldn't be able to do it at night. Why not? Since one of the things that you need to do in order to bring the tar of a mitzvah is to bring a carbon, the ain alayla koshul a karbas carbon, and since carbonus cannot be brought at night anyway, we learned this in Teres Kainim from the pasuk that says, on the day that he was commanded, lamadnu, from this we learn, l'chol a karbonus shem sheirem al bayayim, the Teres Kainim says, that it says on the day that he was commanded to teach us that a korban can only be brought during the day. It's talking over there, of course, about korbanos. So the Mefarshim asks, since we know from the word bayayim sabayse that you can't bring a korban at night anyway, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that you can't have taras metzayra, which includes a korban, during the night? So that's the question of the Mefarshim and Rashi. But now the way we've explained Rashi, the Pshuta Shel Mikra ain't Tevis Yom Shalelos Laila, that on the simple level which Rashi deals with, Pshuta Shel Mikra, the word Yom does not exclude the night. Kushyasami Karalesa, therefore that question there is no question anymore. Why? Because the Fi Pirish Rashi Ala Teira Limit Al Dver Chapshat, because in the way that Rashi teaches his pshat, which is that it's his pirush, which is only based on pshat. Ein lechiach v'mashen nemar b'yoyim tzavoysay. According to Pshuto Shel Mikra, the word b'yoyim tzavoysay, on the day that he was commanded, you can't learn from this that it's dafka during the day. The ein mevi'im karbonos al v'yoyim. You can't learn that you can't bring karbonos only during the day from that pasuk. Noisav al ikad b'pshuto Shel Mikra pirush hu b'yoyim shenitztava lahavi karbonos. In addition to the general approach of Pshuto Shel Mikra, the word b'yoyim tzavoysay would not teach this anyway, because all those words mean is the day that he was commanded. But it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to bring any carbon during the day. He was commanded during the day on the Pshuto Shel Mikra level. But in addition to that, b'yoyim doesn't mean during the day anyway, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra. V'alchein lehever Rashi pirushay and therefore taka over there where it says b'yoyim tzavoysay, Rashi does not quote the Teres Kainim's teaching that it has to be done dafka during the day. The itzrich limud miyuchad she'imetarim b'yoyim b'layla. Therefore, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, Rashi says there is no teaching that says that you can't have a korban during the night, and therefore it could have easily been that the taras of mitzvah should take place during the night. Therefore, the pasuk has to tell us that no, it has to be dafke b'yoyim. Zayin, al pizeh yizbor mashu b'gemora, and this explains also why in the Gemara, gishalomdu de taras ha-metzeri k'sheira kol ha-yoyim, techsiv zoysti yateris ha-metzeri b'yoyim ta-arasoik. Over there where the Gemara says that the taras ha-metzeri, we learn from this that it's kosher the whole day from the word b'yoyim. Pirush Rashi, over there Rashi says, L'taras hametzayra, Rashi says that when we're talking about the purification process of the Metzora, for some reason Rashi says, what is the purification process of the Metzora? Bitziporim, with the birds, the Eitz Erez and the piece of wood, the Ezev and the plant that they use, the Shnita Los, and the red thread. Why does Rashi say this? Aleph, Maikam Ashmalon, why is Rashi telling us? Everybody knows what the purification process of the Metzora is. It's in the Pasuk. Harim Afuruz Bekron, Mai Teres HaMetzora. Why does Rashi have to tell us what those four steps are? Beis, Loma Mashmit HaKarbonah Shechayiv Lahavit Darasi. Rashi leaves out the Karbonahs that he brings as a part of the purification process. Why does he leave those out? Gimel, Havalil Rashi Lefarshe Tegev Alam Mishneh Shom. If he wanted to explain what the Taras of Metzora is, he should have said it right at the, where the Mishnah mentions it, that Kolayim Kosher L'Taras of Metzora, and he leaves it for where the Gemara talks about it. So if he needed to explain it, why didn't he explain it right at the beginning? Ella. So the reason that Rashi in the Gemara says these four things is the L'Pol Taras Kushan Al. It's because he's trying to answer this question. Why do we need a special teaching from the Pasuk that it has to be B'yoyim Ta'arose, which is what the Gemara is dealing with here? Now that Rashi is talking in the Gemara is a Sefer of Halacha, not a Sefer of Pshuto Shel Mikra. In the Gemara, why do we need to be told that it has to be Dafke B'yoyim? Here this question becomes a good question. It has a carbon, and if you have a carbon, ema kribim carbon is balayla, because the pasuk says b'yem tzavayisay, and according to halacha teres kayanim, that teaches that it can't be at night. So he asks the question: why do we need a pasuk to tell us that the taras of mitzvah has to be during the day? Now, in the context of halacha, of course, that becomes a question. So Rashi is addressing that question here, v'lachem afarish, and that's why he explains. That's why Rashi emphasizes that which part of the Taras HaMetzora are we talking about? That the Torah has to tell us that it's not okay to do it at night. It's not about the Karbonas. The Karbonas we know already that you can't do at night. That's why Rashi says, what do we need to be taught cannot be done during the night? These four steps of it, which don't include a carbon. Those four cannot be learned from the B'yayim Tzavayisay because they don't include a carbon. The carbon is a secondary part of the process. So we would have thought that maybe these four things can be done during the night and the carbon will be brought during the day. So Rashi says no. The reason that the Pasuk needs to teach us this is because those four cannot be done during the night either. So that explains the Rashi. Ches. Some of the amazing things that we could bring from this Rashi in the context of Allah. This teaching that the Taras HaMetzora has to be done during Dafke the day, Nidrash b'Gemara b'Teres Koyne b'Tzad HaChiyuvi. In the Gemara, it's expressed in a positive way, meaning Kol HaYoyim Kosher, the entire day is kosher. You can do it any time during the day. The Taras HaMetzora for different things, and also the Taras HaMetzora. Melamed b'Taras b'Yoyim. So we learn it from the Pasuk that it has to be done during the day. So it's said in a positive way. During the day, it has to be done, it can be done. Vilu Rashi, Beparsha Seinu, Mishana. Rashi changes the teaching, and he says, Umadayik, Lichta Betzad Ashlili. Rashi writes it in a negative way. Malamacha Eimetar Maisa Balayla, he says, we cannot do it during the night. The Gemara says you can do it any time during the day, from which of course we understand that you can't do it during the night. Rashi says you cannot do it during the night. Why does he change from the way the Gemara says it? And this is not just a question, it's not just a diuk in the wording, it also has relevance in halacha. Why so? Kasher nimshecha tarosei b'pratam akaba b'zman she'ena lo yoyim v'lo yilayi lo b'in ha-shmoshes. For instance, if part of the process, something that is essential to the process, happen to stretch into a part of the day which is not considered day and it's not considered night, which happened, namely, Ben Hashmash is twilight. That is considered neither Yoim nor Laila. And what happens if it's stretched into that time which is neither here nor there? From the way the Gemara and the Torah Kainim say it, it seems, Shadiyuku Shatar Atar Tzarachliz Biyayim Dafka, that the Tara has to be done dafka during a period which is called day. Therefore, if part of it went into the area of Bein HaShmoshes, which is no longer considered day, it wouldn't be considered valid. Because it wasn't in a time considered to be day. On the other hand, Rashi, Shekaisav Sheim Atara Maisav Alayla, whereas the way Rashi writes it, that you're not allowed to do it during the night. If it now stretched into the area of Bein HaShmoshes, it would still be valid, since it wasn't during a period called night. So this is a nafkemina lahalacha, whether you call it, whether you eliminate night, or you say that it has to be done during the day. And what's the reason that there would be this difference? You could answer it this way. As we said at the beginning, that the term day, yoim, in the Torah, in a number of places, many places, and including also our case, mashmasa yoim dafke v'loy layla. In many places in the Torah, the term yoim means specifically day, and not night. Although there are some exceptions, but in our case, for instance, we learned that yoim means specifically day. So therefore, we understand that the tara has to be done dafke during the part of the day which is called day. That is according to halacha, if we look at it from the perspective of halacha. But when we talk about pshat, the tevas b'yom atzma mashma also kolam is less, that the word yom means any time during the 24-hour period, including night. Elosha yitur hatevas ba'kosuv. But in this particular case, because there's an extra, those extra words, the zoyis tia teiras, which teaches that yoim here means specifically day, malameh eim etayim oisa balayla, this teaches that it cannot be done during the night. L'chein dai limu'uter rak layla, therefore, since it's a special limud, and a special limud can only be extended so far, how far? That any time which is called night cannot is invalid. But if it's a time which is neither day nor night, v'loy lamayet gam hazman de bein hashmoshes, but we don't necessarily eliminate that period of time which is called Bein HaShmoshes. Test. B'pnimiyus ha'inyonim, the inner dimension of the Torah, what does this mean? Habir la'akdamas ha'teva zeisti ha'teiras ha'metzeira la'parshas taras metzeira. What is the reason that the Torah introduces these words, zeisti ha'teiras ha'metzeira, to introduce the subject of the Torah? Why does he say that? So, b'pnimiyus ha'inyonim, this is the reason. Mevorb lukut ha'teira, it's explained in lukut ha'teira, the metzeira inyonim meitzi shemra, that a metzeira is, what's the reason, what brings about a metzaras, that he was meitzi shemra, he said something negative about someone. Shemaitzi u'mamshich shemes, but in pnimiyus ha'inyonim it means that he brings out oisius and kalim of klipa, he draws forth words and kalim of klipa. And therefore, what is the tikkunai? How do you fix that? How do you repair that? Well, the way to repair it is by studying Torah. Shehi bechinas Seamus, the Kedusha Torah is known as names of Kedusha. K'maymer Hazal, as our sages tell us, kol haTorah kula shmeisa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is the names of Hashem. So one of the milas of Torah is that it is holy names. And therefore, the repair for bringing about negative klipa words is to bring out Seamus the Kedusha. So studying Torah, that's the way to repair the problem that the Metzora created. The Zewa town, the Mashin is Nemar, Betchilus Parshas Taras of Metzora, and this is the reason why to introduce the Tara of the Metzora, the Pasuk says, so it's Tia Torah of Metzora. He uses the word Torah, Ki Iker Tikunish of the Metzora, who? Because the main repair of the Metzora's issue is, Loi Al Yedei Ruhuva Lakayan, not necessarily had been brought to the Kayan, Ki'im Al Yedei Esa Gatayra, Torah is a mitzvah, but rather through the union of Torah, of studying Torah, as brought out by the word Torah is a mitzvah. Shehi hi hamapechas b'chinas shem ra l'b'chinas shem tov. That's what transforms the shem ra, which is what the mitzvah did, to shem tov, what he is doing through studying Torah. Shem is the eser kedusha. What elo, however, shebechteisha Torah is a mitzvah tiyek deboylem eva. But if you want the Torah that the Metzora now studies to be proper, the way it should be, that his Torah should be done with the proper humility, the dafke esek haTorah ba'ofen zeh poel tikun leMetzora, and it's only this kind of study of Torah with the proper humility, that's what would repair the problem that he created. Tzarech lias, in order to bring about this kind of bittul, you have to have first v'huva l'kayin, that he shall be brought to the kayin. Ki hu amam shech ayir abba, because it's the kayin that draws down the light of abba, which means chachma, which is the inyan of bittul. So in other words, the reason that the mitzvah has to be brought to the kayin is not because the kayin is the one that fixes it, but rather the Torah, the study of Torah in the proper way, is what fixes it. But in order to bring the Metzora to the state of Bittul as it should be, in order to be able to repair the problem, he has to be brought to the Kayin, which is the one that draws down this kind of Bittul.